Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschelt in another Dr. Christian story called Angel Unaware. Brought to you by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. You're one of the luckiest people in the world if your skin doesn't get chapped at this time of year. But if it is rough and sore, you'll be glad to hear there's comfort and relief in soothing Vaseline Jelly. As soon as you rub it on, Vaseline Jelly goes right to work in three important ways. It softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. It relieves the irritation and promotes healing. If the skin is broken, it forms a protective film which helps guard against outside infection. These three functions make Vaseline Jelly an important first aid measure in many minor skin injuries, burns, cuts, scrapes, or scratches. You can rely on Vaseline Jelly to pave the way to quick healing. Your skin is worth protecting, so never let your medicine cabinet run short on Vaseline Jelly. A jar or tube costs only 10 cents at any drugstore. It's curtain time now in the Columbia Square Playhouse in Hollywood. The play is called Angel Unaware. The star is Gene Herschelt, famous Hollywood character actor, in his most famous of all roles, the country doctor. As the curtain rises, we see the meeting room in our town hall. Around the table are gathered the members of the town council, and they're discussing our annual problem of flood control. Dr. Christian is speaking.
Mayor Hewitt, there's no question but what the council must do something about Paradise Flats.
I agree with Dr. Christian. The district should be done away with.
Oh, we've said that before, Mr. Grimshaw. I've tried for a long time to find a way to provide better quarters for those people, but the situation goes on
and on.
Yes,
every year it's the same story. The river rises, the shanties are underwater, we send an emergency squad out to rescue Duke Angel and all his tribe, and
the minute the water goes down, they move right back into their shanties again.
Those shanties were all condemned years ago.
Then why doesn't the sheriff go out and demolish them?
But those are the only homes those people have. If we destroy them, where can they go?
Well, who cares where they go? We don't want them in River's End.
Don't we?
Of course not. They are an undesirable element. Duke Angel and all his relations. Shiftless, lazy, worthless.
Oh, Duke Angel cuts a lot of lawns in River's End and carries out most of the ashes. Why, he caught the biggest fish that ever came out of the river. And he's told half the boys in this town to swim.
He sits around all day playing a mouth organ. Duke Angel's a half-wit.
Well, of course I can't deny his approach to life is pretty simple, but that doesn't make him bad or even undesirable.
I'm raising those places tomorrow. Tearing them right down to the ground.
Oh, we can't do it just now, Mr. Grimshaw. In the spring, perhaps.
Before we do this at all, it's our duty to provide a better place for those people to live in River's End. Mr. Grimshaw, you're a successful contractor. You could build a model cottage which I've talked about for so long.
I could, but I won't. Now, I'm willing to give me a bit to charity, Dr. Christian, but when it comes to providing luxury for a half-wit like Duke Angel, you can count me out.
Mr. Grimshaw, how well do you know Duke Angel?
Well, well enough to be sure he's the town's ne'er-do-well, and never would be anything else.
He's a gentle, harmless person with the body of a giant and the mind of a little child. Why, the youngsters all love him. He whittles boats for them and...
And my wife says he ought to be run out of town the way he encourages them kids to play truant from school and go swimming.
Well, the committee seems agreed on one point only, that the shanties on Paradise Flats must be destroyed. I've always been in sympathy with your desire to build model cottages, Dr. Christian, but it would be practical only with Mr. Grimshaw's cooperation.
Well, gentlemen, that's something you'll never have. I build my houses for profit.
Well, that certainly is definite. If you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a call to make yet tonight.
I'm sorry we can't seem to work it out, Dr. Christian.
Yes, I know. Well, good night.
Good night, Doctor.
Good night.
Dr. Christian?
Yes? Who is it?
It's me, Duke Angel.
Oh, good evening, Duke.
I heard the board was having a meeting tonight, and I've been sitting here waiting for you to come out. Dr. Christian, there ain't no truth in what they're saying, is there, that you're going to tear down Shantytown?
I'm afraid there is.
But where'll we go and where we live, sis and the kids and everybody? Gee, that's a good little shanty we got now, Doc. I got the cracks all stuffed up with rags and as warm as anything. What do they want to move us out there for?
Because it isn't healthful, all of you living that way, cooped up.
But, Doc, that's my house. I built every bit of it myself out of packing boxes I got from the store. Folks act as if I ain't got any pride. Well, that's a good little shack. Don't let them take it away from me, Doc.
Well, don't worry about it now, Duke. They probably won't do anything until spring.
Spring? You mean next spring? Oh, well, I guess by then something will turn up. You know, I got a lot of folks to look after down in Paradise Flats. I got to take care of them.
I know, Duke.
You catch on how a fellow feels, don't you, Doc?
Yes. Yes, I catch on.
Well, much obliged to you. Night, Dr. Christian.
Good night, Mr. Angel.
Dr. Christian, oh, come in quick and shut the door. What a night. Here, let me take your coat. Oh, you're wringing wet.
Yeah, it's bad weather, all right. It's raining so hard I could hardly see to drive. Oh. Took me half an hour to get up from town hall. Yeah, the river's rising very fast. It's bad.
That old flood scare again, hmm? I suppose there's the usual rush to rescue the people on the flats.
Yes. You see, they were trying to get them out before dark. At this rate, the houses would be underwater very soon.
Oh. Where are they taking them this year?
Basement of town hall. They put in cuts again. People were donating food and milk for the babies.
Oh, good.
Oh, but you know, Judy, it's no way to handle it.
No, I suppose not.
That was all right for one emergency when we were caught unprepared, but it's happened now year after year. We know that those shacks are going to be flooded every time the river rises. Judy, we could build muddled cottages for what it cost the town for these flood emergencies.
Ah, you and your model cottages. Mr. Grimshaw still won't build them?
No. Oh, we fight about it at every council meeting. But this time I don't believe they'll let anybody go back to Paradise Flat.
But where will they go? Duke and his sister and all those children?
I don't know. It worries me. I'm still trying to figure something out.
You know, I've always been fond of Duke Angel. We all used to laugh at him when I was little. But one day I fell off my bicycle down on Main Street. He came running to me before anybody else. Picked me up and dusted me off. I've never forgotten that kind, sympathetic look on his face.
I know. He brought a robin with a broken wing all the way up here last summer just to ask me if he'd said it right.
Oh,
and he's always picking up stray cats and dogs. If I could only get him some kind of a steady job.
Mm-mm. He'd never stick to it. He'll only work when he feels like it.
He told me once he cut grass for the fun of it. Oh, there are some people in this town he won't work for at all. He likes to make patterns on the lawns.
No. A telephone. Oh, nobody'd have the heart to call you on a night like this.
People get sick no matter what kind of weather it is. Answer, Judy, will you please?
Hello? Yes? Yes? Oh. Oh, Mrs. Williams, I'm so sorry. Yes? Just a minute. Just a minute. Dr. Christian's right here.
It's old Mrs. Williams over on the north side. Her husband tried to get up and fell, and he's hurt his leg. She's afraid it's broken, and she's there all alone.
Tell her I'll be out as soon as I can get there. Tell her to keep him perfectly quiet.
All right. The doctor will be right out, Mrs. Williams. You keep Mr. Williams quiet, and don't worry. No, he won't fail you. You just be brave till he gets there.
What a shame, that poor old couple out there all alone. She sounded frightened to death. Oh, but I hate to have you go out again in this rain.
I hate to ask you, Judy, but if that leg is broken, I need some help. And Mrs. Williams can't give me any, so will you go with me?
Oh, of course. Just a minute till I get the things together. See, you want your bag and splint, ether, bandages and antiseptic. Well, it's a good thing I've got my raincoat here, huh?
I think we'll go up this side of the river and across the North Bridge. It's quicker.
Yes. Well, I guess that's everything. See, here's your raincoat and your rubbers. There. The ferry's ready to start.
Judy, you'd make a fine explorer. You've got everything here but a compass and some sea biscuit.
Oh, but I even have got a compass. Look, right here in my bag.
Well, what on earth?
I bought it this morning from my young nephew. He wants to be a scout.
All right, bring it along. I shouldn't be surprised if we have to borrow a pair of oars and row the car home.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Heavens!
It'll be midnight before we get home, but I'm afraid to drive any faster.
Oh, take your time, Dr. Christian. I'm snug as a bug all wrapped up in this blanket.
Oh, I'm so sorry you had to come, Judy.
Oh, nonsense. You couldn't have managed without me. Now, could you?
Oh, I doubt it. Those two old people are helpless. You cheer them both up a lot, Judy.
I tried to. She was actually smiling when we left. Where are we? We must be almost to the bridge.
We are. Yeah, there's the signpost. Well, once we get on our own side of the river...
What's that?
I don't know. It's a light of some kind. Maybe a car's broken down.
Oh, it's a man with a flashlight. He's waving it. He's coming toward us.
I'll stop and see if I can help him.
Stop! 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 Danger!
What's he calling?
Something wrong up ahead, I guess. I'll put the window down on my side. What's the matter?
Danger! The bridge is out. The middle support's washed away.
The bridge? Out?
Yeah, it just happened. I come over it and I heard it crack behind me. Saw it go. It was awful.
Oh, that's bad.
Then I saw your lights coming down the road and I took my flashlight to stop you. Why, it's Dr. Christian, ain't it?
Yes.
I'm Hank, the janitor from Town Hall.
Yeah, I thought your voice was familiar. Oh, this is very serious, Hank. There's no one on guard at the other side of the bridge, is there?
No, sir. I tell you, it just happened. It's only the middle section that's gone.
Yeah. Anyone could drive on across the bridge from that side, never realized it was washed out.
Yes, sir.
Well, we've got to warn them over there at once. I'll go and telephone.
It's no use, Dr. Christian. Wires are all down. Phones up here have been dead for an hour. And Mayor Hewitt's due to come across that bridge any minute.
What?
Yeah, he's been called up to the dam. Things look bad up there. He sent me with a message he probably wouldn't be home till morning. He'll be starting for the dam any time now.
Dr. Christian, what do we do?
Hank, can you stand here and stand guard on this side?
Sure I can. I'll stick. What you going to do?
I'm going to figure out some way to get across the river. Rain's setting up, isn't it?
Yeah. Stopping. And the wind's starting.
Yeah, there's an old rowboat in the boathouse down the hill below the bridge. Maybe I can row across.
Row across? Why, Doc, the river's flooded. It's way up.
Oh, I'll have to chance that. Judy, you better take the car and drive back to the Williams.
I will not.
Oh, but you can't stay here.
I haven't any idea of staying here. I'm going with you.
Judy, I forbid it.
You can't. Come on. We'll leave the car lights burning so no one will bump into it. Why, it's hardly raining at all.
Oh, Judy, please.
You better hurry up. You've got to go down this way to get to the boathouse. It's awfully dark, and I've got the flashlight.
I'll send help to you the first moment I can, Hank.
Okay, Doctor. I'll be right here.
It won't be long.
Good luck, Doc.
Come on, Dr. Christian. Come on. Oh, Dr. Christian. Look how high the water is.
Yes. Yes, we may have trouble launching her.
Oh.
Well, Judy, you'll have to steer. Find a point where we're heading for and never take your eyes out of it.
Huh?
Can you see a light anywhere?
Not a glimmer. It's pitch dark.
Judy, I don't want to take you out there. Well, we won't even know in which direction the shore lies.
Oh, yes, we will, Dr. Christian. All you have to do is get in the oarsman's seat and pull. I'll do the rest.
Oh, what can you do?
Have you forgotten? I've got a compass right here in my handbag. And we've got to head straight north. So pull, sailor. Pull.
During intermission in our Dr. Christian drama, Angel Unaware, we take pleasure in bringing you a guest in the studio tonight, a young automobile salesman. A few weeks ago, things weren't going so well, but now he's on top of the world. What happened in the meantime? Well, he wants to tell you himself.
A neat personal appearance pays cash dividends in my business, so it's no wonder I became alarmed when my hair got dry and brittle and my scalp began to shed white flakes on my shoulders. Then I heard that Vaseline Hair Tonic is particularly designed to fight dry scalp, and I decided to give it a try. Well, you should see what Vaseline Hair Tonic has done for me. There's no more loose dandruff scales, and my scalp feels swell. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic has relieved my dry scalp condition, and it's done a lot for my self-confidence, too. I know I look neat, and that means a lot in selling.
What is there about Vaseline Hair Tonic that's different? The answer is Vaseline Hair Tonic contains no ingredients which might dry the scalp. Actually, Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural scalp oils. Just a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic every day and a thorough Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo. That's the economical, easy way to combat dry scalp. Ask at any drugstore for Vaseline Hair Tonic in handy shaker top bottles priced at 40 and 70 cents. curtain is about to rise now on the next scene in our Dr. Christian drama, Angel Unaware, starring Gene Herschel. The scene is the wide river that gives our town its name, River's End. It is a dark night, and the river is at flood stage. Dr. Christian and his secretary, Judy Price, are alone in a rowboat, trying to get across the river to warn Mayor Hewitt that the bridge is down.
Left, Dr. Christian. Left.
Oh, the current's strong. It's hard to keep her headed right.
The river's full of logs.
Yeah.
Look out, here comes another one.
All right.
Hey, pull on your left oar, your left.
All right.
Where do you suppose we are? We must have been carried downstream a long way.
Yes. But we should be getting somewhere near shore. Oh, listen. What's that?
Huh? Why, it's music. It's from over there.
Where?
Straight ahead, a little to your right.
Oh, where could it be? Oh, I'm lost, Judy.
It's there, right over there.
Oh, it sounded pretty close, didn't it?
Yeah.
Hello! Hello there!
Hello!
Where are you?
I'm here on the roof with Scraps.
What'd he say?
He said something about Scraps.
Scraps? Oh, I thought I knew the voice. Judy, that's Duke Angel.
Huh?
Scraps is the name of his dog.
Oh, Dr. Christian, we couldn't be down that far.
Listen. Is that you, Duke? This is Dr. Christian.
Dr. Christian? Oh, hallelujah. We're going to get rescued. Doc Christian, I'm right here.
It's Duke, all right.
Wouldn't you know it? The perennial refugee.
Hi. Here we are. This must be his house now. I wish I could see.
Wait, here's the flashlight.
What the? Oh, Dr. Christian, is that you holding the flashlight?
No, Duke, it's Miss Price.
My house is flooded again, Doc. That's the second story window you're holding on to right now.
Oh, but Duke, why didn't you get out before it was flooded? Didn't the rescue party come?
Yeah, they came, but I fooled them.
Fooled them?
Yeah, I pretended I wasn't home. Me and Scrap hid till they went away.
Oh, but Duke, why did you...
Oh, I knew what I was about, Doc. If they ever got me out of this house, they'd never let me come back. But I was too smart for them.
Oh, but Duke, how did you think you were going to get out?
We had a kind of a raft built to escape on. But Scrap hurt his paw, and while I was a-fixing, the raft sort of, well, drifted away. The river came up a little higher, and we figured, so we just had to climb up on the roof here.
Well, climb down and hurry.
What's that?
That's the baby.
A baby? Whose? Where?
It's my sister's kid.
Where is it?
Up here in the room, right beside you.
Oh, God, heavens. Alone?
No, all of them's up here. Alf and Gertie and their ma. They hid here, too. Didn't you, Gert?
Yeah. Dr. Christian, we wasn't going to let them get up.
Duke, didn't you know any better than that?
I fooled them all right.
Well, there's no time to discuss it now. You think we can pack them all in, Judy, if you hold the boat steady?
Well, I'll try. Wait, I'll tie it. There's a window sill here, and if I can get out on that, you can hand the children down to me.
All right, wait. Well, I'll climb up the roof. All right, hold steady now.
Oh, the current's awfully strong.
Yes. Okay. I'll take the baby first. All right. I think the best way will be for me to lift you down. One at a time.
Oh!
Judy! What is it? Are you hurt? Judy!
No, I'm all right. I'm here on the windowsill, but the boat...
What's the matter with the boat?
A big log came along and went right through it. I'm afraid the boat's gone, Dr. Christian.
Oh... Oh, Duke, don't you think that's about enough music for now?
Music? Oh, sure. Sorry, Doc, if I disturbed you.
I'm trying to think.
What are we going to do about the bridge?
What bridge?
The North Bridge. It's out, Duke.
What?
It's out. The bridge is out.
Out? You mean folks can't go across it?
That's just what I do mean. Judy and I were on our way to warn the town, get danger signals set up.
Oh, if we only had a raft, anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Christian, what's worrying you?
What's worrying me?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I want to get off this roof, Duke. I want to warn the town about the breach.
Oh, well, Why, I'd be glad to fix that for you, Dr. Christian. Why didn't you tell me instead of sitting here on the roof worrying?
Tell you?
Sure, I can fix that easy as pie. Now, since I got you to hold Scraps, couldn't leave him here with the kids because they'd tease him. Here, now, you take him. And hold my mouth harp, too, will you?
But, Duke, what are you doing?
I'm taking off my shoes.
What for?
Doc, you ought to explain things to me long ago. Honest, the way folks treat me sometimes, you'd think I wasn't quite right.
Oh! Dr. Christian, Duke fell off the roof.
Oh, he didn't fall, he jumped. Duke, come back here, you idiot.
I'll go warn him about the bridge, Dr. Christian. But any of them rescuers come poking round here, you just tell them I want them to let my house alone.
I can't even tell where the ditch is. The whole road's underwater.
You take it slow, Mayor.
I can't go much slower than this without stalling. And once we get over the bridge, I think it'll be better. Land's higher over there.
Yes. It looks like this is going to be the worst flood River's End ever had.
I'm afraid so. Well, at least we got the people in off the flats in time.
Yeah, and there won't be any shanties to demolish when this is over. It'll wipe the district out clean as a whistle.
Oh, is the rescue squad still working?
Well, they were going out again when I left town hall. A few people still unaccounted for, and with the uneasiness about the dam...
Oh, Mayor Hewitt, they're just getting you up there on a wild goose chase. That dam's a safe...
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't refuse to drive up there when they sent for me. Flood may be worse than we realize. Yeah, but it wasn't necessary for you to come with me, Mr. Grimshaw.
Oh, it's never been said that I shirked my duty as a member of the council. Somebody had to go with you. Mr. Rogers is sick. Dr. Christian is away on a case, and... What's the matter?
Yeah, we must be pretty close to the turn for the bridge, huh? Now, flash the light out on the side here, will you?
Sure. Yeah, this is the turn, all right. Well, there's the big rock. Oh, take it easy now. This whole corner's a lake.
Well, I guess we're through the worst of it, huh?
Yes. From now on, we can make a little time. At least the bridge won't be flooded.
And there'll be no traffic on it tonight. We'll have to be our own police escort. I'm afraid I'll have to break a few speed laws.
Here's the bridge. Hey, Mayor, look out. There's somebody in the road.
What? Oh, he'll see us.
Oh, he's waving his arms. What's the matter with him?
Get out of the way, you idiot.
Well, he isn't moving. Put on your brakes.
Stop! The bridge is out!
He's shouting something. Why doesn't he move? Hey, look out, you! Look out!
Stop! Stop the bridge! The bridge! Stop! Stop!
Are we going to hit him? Jump, you idiot! Jump!
This is a big day for River's End. Crowds beginning to gather already.
Yes. The governor's due to arrive any minute. Ceremony's supposed to start promptly at 2:30, huh?
Duke has been dressed up in his new suit and ready since 9 o'clock this morning.
Judy's going to wait until the last minute and then get a clean collar on him and comb his hair.
Oh, I'm afraid there isn't anything even Judy can do to make Duke look like a hero. But the town knows he is one just the same.
Yes. And I think of the contempt I always felt for him, and now I owe my life to him.
Yes.
Well, we live and learn. Remember the fights we used to have at the council meetings over your model cottages?
Yes, well, Grimshaw certainly came true in a big way. Those model cottages of his are the best in the state. I think even the governor will be impressed.
The Duke moved into his yesterday. Say, to tell the truth, I don't like to believe he liked it very much. He finally let me furnish it for him, though. You ought to see the stuff he picked out. You know, he simply refused to let me give him any money.
He would.
I had a fight to even pay the doctor bill. Oh, by the way, Dr. Christian, he really is going to be all right, isn't he? I mean, no permanent injury of any kind from the accident?
Oh, he's as good as he ever was. That's Duke for you. A swim upstream in an icy river full of debris, a crack on the head that would kill an ox, and Duke doesn't even notice it. Well,
There's a lot of good come of it, John.
Yeah?
Paradise Flats gone forever. We've got the new muddled cottages. And today Duke gets a medal from the American Society as the hero of River's End. So there you are.
Dr. Christian.
Oh, here's Duke now.
Dr. Christian, when's this here performance gonna start? Seems like I've been waiting around all day and, well, my feet hurt. I used to store shoes.
Oh, it won't be long now, Duke. Just a little while, you're going to get your medal.
Dr. Christian, will they give me a shiny one?
Oh, if they don't, I'll have it polished for you, Duke.
Will you, honest? Oh, that'll be swell, Doc.
How's the new house, Duke?
Oh, the house, oh, it's very nice, Mayor. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'll see you again in just a few minutes. River's End is very proud of you today, Duke.
Well, that's sure nice of them. Gee, Doc, I still can't make out what the fuss is about. All I did was swim up the river a piece and stop an automobile and...
That's what makes you a hero, Duke. Because you don't know what the fuss is about. So you're all settled in the new house, eh?
Yeah. Doc, do you suppose anybody'd care if I didn't live in that house all the time?
Not live in it? But where... Oh, where would you live?
Well, you see, Doc, a house like that, it seems sort of foreign.
Does it, Duke?
Uh-huh. And I was thinking that there's a lot of swell packing boxes that all that stuff come in, and I could take them and build a right comfortable shanty right in my own backyard. Wouldn't do a mite of harm to nobody, and... Oh, Doc, it seemed more like home.
And so the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian drama starring Gene Herschold. Mr. Herschold will be out here to greet you in person in just a moment. Meanwhile, I want to tell you something worth knowing about the products that make this program possible. When your skin gets chapped and rough from wind or cold weather or housework, bring it back to normal with Vaseline Jelly. This product, pure enough to eat, forms a soothing protective coating which supplements the natural oils and helps guard against outside infection. Vaseline Jelly contains no acids, chemicals, or other irritants. It's safe to use on the tenderest skin. Keep a 10-cent jar or tube handy. And don't forget the other health-protecting products, which use Vaseline Jelly as a base. Vaseline Carbolated Jelly, Vaseline Borated Jelly, Vaseline Camphor Ice, and Vaseline Lip Ice. The trademark Vaseline is your guide to pure value always. The artists you heard tonight were Rosemary DeCamp, the popular Judy Price of this series, Joe Hamilton as Duke Angel, Jerry Moore as Mayor Hewitt, Captain William Royal as Mr. Grimshaw, Earl Ross as Hank, and Dorothy Farrar as Gertie Angel. And now we present Gene Herschult as Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, what kind of story have you selected for next week?
Next week's story is presented in memory of George Washington. It concerns Van Smithers and Mary Ann Smithers, who live across the railroad tracks here in River's End. I hope you'll all listen in and enjoy the story. And until next Tuesday evening, then, I'll say good night.
Make a note to listen to Gene Herschult next Tuesday night in his Dr. Christian story called Washington Had His Delaware. This is Arthur Gilmore bidding you good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.